Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Marcus.
Thank you.
Yes, it is. Yes, I am. Yes, I will be. It's Open Talk with Les Jackson. I'm your host, Les Jackson. We had some technical difficulty in the studio, so there will be no live talking tonight other than myself giving commentary and sitting back in my news and my views, because guess what? My internet server has been hijacked. Happy birthday to all my friends on Facebook, Twitter, Blog Talk Radio. Get in where you fit in. I know you're right there. I know you're listening. I want to give a big shout-out to Shannon right now. I want to give out one to Shay, to Thero, to Herb. I want to give a shout-out to India, my little niece, to my daughter Ashley, to Rhonda, to everybody that's sitting back, the Train Station Nation, the Sorrento Street family, all of y'all, big shouts out. Got to give you some shouts out. All of the agents that work with me independently at Amalgamated Audit, I want to give you some shouts out too. Yes, I've got to do the show. The show must go on, and I'm sure it's going to go on because I am here. I am here, and it's live. It's in living color. You can still hear it. Call in 718-664-9476. You can call in, but I just cannot get to you because, like I said, and I'm going to talk about this for a little while, my computer, and it wasn't just my computer, computers all over the U.S., I'm the breaking news story for right now. Computers with Cavalier, Windstream, a couple other services has been hacked into, and so the internet servers are down to my area and in several areas across the United States, according to what they've told me. I spoke to the representatives and the technicians, and they're working on trying to get you back up. So don't worry about a thing. They'll have you back up. They say probably within 24 hours. If not, they are going to reissue you a new box. I hope everybody enjoyed Martin Luther King's birthday. It was a great day. It was a day worth celebrating. But I'm sitting back. I looked at the news this morning. We had this fool, and I'm going to call him a fool, this little British terrorist, which is with the ISIS, or whatever they want to call themselves. Now he wants to cut off two more heads, but he won't cut off the heads if you give him $210 million, China. Let me ask you a question real quick. At the first report I heard is that China was not going to give in. The latest report is that they're trying to work out a deal. Huh? They're trying to work out a deal with these folks. But yet, at first they started out, they wasn't going to give in. Off with their heads. And I don't understand what I'm trying to understand about all this terrorism. And you know what? Tonight is going to be about money. It's going to be about making money, changing your life, and being successful. I'm going to get to that at the top of the hour. I promise you that. I'm going to spend the last hour and a half of the last hour just talking about making money. Because it's the time. It's 2015. But I want to go back to these little ISIS, little simple mother. Oh, Lord. I almost sat back and slipped. I said I wasn't going to do it this year. I wasn't going to go off and be out cold. I want to understand. What are y'all doing this for? I'm not understanding the purpose. I'm not seeing the accomplishment. I'm not seeing the goal or any type of, it's almost like a runaway train. And I want to ask all my friends over there in the Middle East, what is really being accomplished by all of these militias, all this violence? These people are just bombing up your own stuff, destroying your own stuff, and then it ain't being rebuilt. It's not like it's going to be rebuilt. You get no retribution, as far as I'm concerned. You get no retribution for sitting back and acting a fool. Now, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that y'all bitter because here in the U.S., a person can do what they want to do. We got our problems, too. Understand, our problems are not your problems. The things that we do it because this is what we do here. And I cannot understand what these terrorists are trying to accomplish. Thank God for everybody that's sitting back against terrorism. Thank God for those folks. They out there. They're arresting a lot of y'all. Y'all sitting back. Y'all keep on thinking the people playing with y'all. Ain't nobody playing no games no more. I'm going to put it out there just like that. Yeah, this is Open Talk with Les Jackson. I am Les Jackson. You can comment on my Facebook page. Go to Boss Conductor at Facebook or OT Les Jackson on Facebook. You can comment on my Twitter page, Open Talk Les. But I just want to know, what's the sense of all this terrorism? Because you're really not scaring anybody. You're just making it worse for yourself. The world going to keep revolving. And that's how I'm going to go into this money thing once I get into the money. Because, you know, we doing some dumb stuff. When it really boils down to we are not being who we're supposed to be, we're not fulfilling the dream that's in us, we're not feeding the engine that's already in us, there is something in you that you came out of your mama's womb with that told you you could be somebody and succeed. Now, all the losers, and that's what you are. If you sit back, you resort to harsh measurements to get whatever it is that you want to get. And it's what you want. It ain't what you need. Because if you need something, you'll go out there and step up like a real man or a real woman. Go get you a job. I don't care where you work at. You'll find a way to make ends meet. Because something from something gives you something. But nothing from nothing gives you nothing. I always say on this show, if you hang out with 9 broke friends, you're going to be the 10th one. You can bet on that. You can put that in your pipe and smoke on it. And now we done sat back and got into this old zone, this zone to say, oh, I don't care. I don't care. What don't you care about? You need to care about everything. I care about everything that's happening going on in my life. I got to care because it's my life. Now, when you get where you don't care, and you can really honestly say that, then it's time for you to check on out. Just check out. Put yourself to pasture, like they do them horses. Just go out there and grab your gun or whatever you want to do, and I know it sounds hard. I know a lot of people saying, how can this man be saying this? Easy. That's what you ought to do. Put yourself out to pasture and just sit back and shoot yourself in the head or whatever. Don't go to the mall and shoot up innocent bystanders that's out there and learned how to live life and trying to enjoy the little bit of income that they have. I'm getting tired of all this mess. Yes, I am. I'm getting tired of all this mess and nonsense that's going on, and everybody want to sit back. Oh, he just snapped. This, it just happened. Don't feed me that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it. Because you're lying. You're lying to yourself. It don't just happen. This stuff be trickling down. If you watch a movie, if you watch the person's movements and their events and the stuff they doing and the choices they making, you know where a person is at. tonight we're going to talk about getting rich and what it means to be rich, because it ain't all monetary. I want you to understand that first of all and foremost. I want you to understand that being rich has nothing to do with your money. Your success has nothing to do with money. Money is the byproduct and the result of you being all you can be. And I am convinced that we are failing as a people, as a community, a local government. We are failing the test. And federal government too, all y'all, nobody's excluded from the conversation tonight. Right here live, Open Talk with Les Jackson, 718-664-9476. I couldn't send you out the memo. I'm glad I sent it out early. I just hope that y'all sit back and y'all tuned in. But if not, I will replay it. Because you know what? This is getting to be a dadgum shame. And that's really not what I wanted to say. This is getting to be a damn shame, is what I'm going to say. Folks running around willy-nilly like they done lost their minds, like they have no sense of direction, as if they don't know what day it is and what time it is. Are we living in times of the walking dead? I'm going to bring it right back to last night's show, Has the World Gone Mad? But what I want to talk about tonight is how you can get over. And then stop being so stupefied and dumbified. Lord have mercy. I'm making people upset now. Stop being so dumbified by thinking that you don't have a right to have what everybody else got. Stop blaming on the silver spoon. Stop blaming on all this. Oh, well, they had a jump start. No, they're about men and women that didn't have a dime that made it happen. So don't give me that one. Stop using that. Get that out your vocabulary. That's the first thing. If you don't remember nothing else. Now, I'm sitting back right now. I'm going to give a shout-out to my mother, who is sitting back. She never listened to the show, but she listened to the show tonight, of all nights. Ain't it amazing? And I know they hear me, because it's not like it normally be. I'm down in the lower level of the dungeon like always, sitting back. You can feel the calm and the peace, and you can just feel the air as it goes by your face, and sit back, and you can imagine an ocean breeze or whatever you want to imagine. That's where I am right now. Yes, I am. Les Jackson. This is Open Talk with Les Jackson. Let me sit back. I'm going to crank this thing up because, see, y'all thought just because I couldn't get in the studio and y'all can't come on live, that all I was going to do is talk. Well, it's not going to happen. But then again, it could happen because there's a lot to be said. Something else I seen today. And God bless, and my prayers go out to the family of those folk, that one person that got crushed under the collapsing bridge in Cincinnati. My prayers go out, our family prayers go out to them, because that was a tragic situation, trying to repair something, and that's what I tell people. See, one thing, we got to wake up. See, you got to realize, it's 100,000 ways for you to die. I would hate to die and not accomplish or try to accomplish what I thought I was put here for. Why are we here? Are we here to kill each other? Are we here to sit back and contaminate our children? Are we here to sit back and to just hustle and bustle and just survive in big cities and rural areas? No. There is a distinct purpose. Your purpose is to win and to be a light that shines, huh? A light that shines above all. I got people calling from South Lyons. I got people calling from all over the place trying to get in. And I'm not answering no phone because I can't. I can't see my studio because my screen right now got everything off because, like I said, we were hyper internet hijacked. And it's a damn shame that now we done got so petty to where we want to affect everybody else, but we ain't putting no demands on it. See, I'm going to demand something before I hijack it. See, if I'm sitting back, just like a robber, if you're a crook, you ain't just going to sit back and just steal the car. You got to tell them first what you want. I want your car. Now, I'm going to get into the subject at hand. Like I said, at the top of the hour, at the 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to get into, about 8:30. I'm going to get into the thing about success and your money and how to make money and how to sit back and live your life in prosperity and quit shucking and jiving and playing with yourself and twiddly-dee and twiddly-da. Oh, yeah, I got so many haters to where it ain't even funny. But forget the haters. I'm talking about them that can decipher what I'm saying. Because I'm going to always have haters. I don't care what you do in life, you going to always have haters. It's going to always be that one, two, three, four people that just can't stand it because you getting over. You done become happy. And folks will try to steal your joy. Forget the devil. The devil just used the people to steal your joy. He's sitting back laughing. Saying, see, I got him. I got that one right there. And I just sit back. I watch. I see how people react. I watch what people do. I'm a good observer of all things around me. And I just watch. I just listen to what folks say. And some of the stuff that come out of our mouths nowadays is some of the craziest stuff that I've ever heard in my entire life. I'm talking about my entire life. I've been here 54 years. Half a century plus four, for those that can get off into century time. You can call in at 718-664-9476. Just listen to the show tonight because you in for a good ride. I'm going to sit back. I'm going to shut up for a minute. Sometimes a joke got to just shut up. And I'm going to let you hear a little Freddie Hubbard. Thank you. little red clay for y'all. Had to get that on. Open Talk with Les Jackson. Yes, we are having technical difficulties here tonight. We cannot sit back and take your calls. We cannot sit back and answer any of your requests due to the fact that our computer system has been hijacked. It's unbelievable. It is just something that I'm sitting back and I'm saying, how long? What's next? How you doing? You know, it's one of them things. So you just roll with the groove and you sit back and you make it happen. You do it the way you do it because you actually are a talk radio show host. So you don't have to play a whole bunch of music. Just talk. So let me get off into my thing. Let me sit back and do my thing. Because I'm going to cut it off in a minute. I'm going to cut it off. And I'm going to sit back. I'm going to play some music. And I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to sit back and do what I do. But let me tell you one of the secrets. And I want you to sit back and take note to this. One of the secrets and the major secret to you finding success is just be yourself. Learn who you are. Experience you. Take yourself on the ride. Sit back, strap in, put your seatbelt on. And don't try to be the pilot of everything, but sometimes be the co-pilot. Let your higher power be the pilot. Let your higher power guide you in the direction that you were meant to go in and the purpose that you were intended to go in, and you will find yourself in a much deeper realm or in a better situation than you've ever tried. Because like I say, a lot of our problems, number two, a lot of our problems are created by us because we didn't prepare, we didn't understand the process, we didn't want to go through the process, so we didn't go through the process. It was all about what I wanted and not what I needed. Stop looking so much at your wants and look at some of your needs. What do I need? See, because your needs are what make you happy. It's not your wants. It's the needs that make you happy. You can say, I want to be rich, but do you need to be rich? And are you already rich? We were born rich. We just need to understand how to cultivate the materials around us. We need to understand that we are put in control and dominion of the world is ours. We need to understand that all of this was already set up and predestined that you gonna get what's yours. Now, sometimes we get in our own way, as I said earlier, and we stop the process. But if we learn to stop blocking ourselves out of the process, we will sit back and we will accomplish a whole lot more. And all this nonsense of running out here, look, there is no get-rich-quick scheme. There is no make-it-overnight. Oh, you can sit back and just come up with some thing that is going to just get you over. You got to work. You got to put some work in. If you don't put no work in, you don't get nothing out. And that's the bottom line. You put no work in, you get nothing out. That's just the way it go. No deposit, no return. But see, we got this thing so twisted to where we think that success is just supposed to fall out the sky. And we think that people don't work hard to get what they have. We think people just sit back and it's just given to them because of what their name was. But have you ever looked at the story? Have you ever sat back, read the autobiographies? Have you ever sat back and seen the struggles? Have you ever sat back and really looked at the way life went for them before they got to where they were? Because if you look at most of them, they had one thing in common. They all sat back and said, I'm bigger than this. I deserve more than this. I think that I am somebody. That's one of the, that's the major key. It's the major key to success. I don't care who it is. You can look at for anywhere from the business owner to the NBA player, football player, whatever it is that floats your boat. Whoever it is that you sit back and you know, we got some envy. Let me tell you something about envy on the success pattern of making money. Envy will take every dime that you have because you're too busy envying someone else's success. Do you. Do your success. What's in you? What is it? Find your niche. That is the key. Find your niche. What niche do you have that makes you who you are? There's some brilliance, everybody. From the woman or man that's on the street that don't have a dime, there's something in them that prevented them, but they never discovered it. Uh-oh, listen to what I said. It's something already in them, but they haven't discovered it, so they can't move forward. Now, number two, thinking that the world is in a small container or box, as we say. The world is big, it's vast. There are plenty of players to play. There are plenty of tokens. There are plenty of nuggets all along the way of your journey. But you have to be willing to step out of the box and to go on the journey to make the money. Number three, don't let nobody deter you. Friends, family, whatever, because they're going to be your number one competitors and the ones that's going to try to talk you down every time. Them the biggest haters that you're going to find. They're going to always be there. They can't help it. It's just in them. That's their job. That's what they were designed. That's what they were meant to do. But at the same time, through some of their hate, it was designed to lift you up. It was designed to make you better. It was designed to make you stronger and make you strive to arrive at the point that you need to be at. Number two, quit playing yourself. Stop playing yourself cheap. What I deserve. Hold on. This is what I deserve. This is where I'm going to be. This is what I'm going to do. It's going to be a pause for the calls. You're going to hear a little dead air for 30 seconds. And then understand the game that you want to play. Understand what game you're getting in and play that game to the fullest. Don't give up so easy. Stop giving up. Everybody want to give up. We want to just give up. Everybody want to just give up. If it don't work out, we want to give up. Stop giving up so easy. Sometimes it's worth the effort of sitting back wrestling and going through something. Because like I say, no pain, no gain. That's the old saying. It's true. And you got to be willing to go through something to be successful. Most people don't realize that successful people think about success probably about 90% of the day. 10% of the day is wasted on folly. But real successful people, about 90% of their day, they spend it on succeeding and never stop dreaming. That's another key to your success and making money. Ain't nothing wrong with dreaming. I don't know who told you dreams don't come true. They do. Look how many people live in their dreams now. If you listen to what they say, and I know y'all be watching the Oscars and Golden Globes and all of these little reality shows, and what's the first thing they say? My dream has come true. I dreamed a dream and wrote it, and it came true. It don't have to be a nightmare. Just because the first thing didn't work, that don't mean it yet might not have been what you were supposed to do in the first place. But it could have been a training ground to get you to the next plateau. Oh, we climbing a mountain. That's the next thing I want to talk about. You got to climb the mountain. Success is a process. The process is the mountain. If you look at a mountain climber, they go up to so many thousand feet, they stop, they get their rest. Then they climb a little further, stop, get their rest. Climb to the next plateau, stop, get their rest. Then they go to the mountain top and reach the summit. Well, have you come to your summit? Because if you're going to make money, you got to understand, you got a whole world to play with. There's no limits. There's no levitation. It used to be a time where there was limits on what a person could make. There's no limits. It doesn't have anything to do with being black or white. Money is green. Money has a color. It's paper or a coin. But my face ain't on it. Is your face on it? I don't think so. So you do what you got to do. And don't base it all upon money, because like I say, money is the byproduct. That's the reward. That's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but you got to first cross the rainbow. You got to be willing to say somewhere over the rainbow, well, let me go over the rainbow. Now, I don't know what's in between while I go from point A to point Z, but I know it's going to be some trials. It's going to be some tribulations. It's going to be some tests, huh? It's going to be some things, it's going to be obstacles that are going to try to stop me from reaching the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, because folks don't like to see you succeed. That's why when you become successful, however you do it, folks come out to woodwork to want to know you. You just look at the person that walks around in your neighborhood, the sharpest person in the neighborhood. Everybody want to be his friend or her friend. Why? They want a piece of that pie. But don't nobody want to work for them. They'd rather just ask you, beg you for your stuff. Don't work like that. I'm sorry. It don't work that way. I help that homeless man on the street. I give that man a couple of dollars. It's not my concern what he do with it, because it is better to give than to receive. That's another thing about success. You give a lot, you get more. That's a secret. That's a trick. It's a trick to the game. I understand Donald Trump is about to give a bunch of money to the educational system for the city of Detroit. But you better believe Donald Trump done went through this process with his team, and it's something in it for Donald Trump. And he gonna get way more than what he gave. I bet you. I guarantee it. That's how rich folk stay rich. they're constantly giving. And then I tell you something else. If you off into a thing where you got to have products and stuff like that, use other people's money in any business and any type of line of business and making money. The object is not to use your own money. The object is to use other people's money, but give them and come to an agreement with them on a fair share of return so that they are satisfied and they profit, you profit. Uh-oh. That might have slipped over somebody's head. Anyway, I tell you what, this is Open Talk with Les Jackson. I am Les Jackson. I'm sitting back and just rocking and rolling, moving, grooving. I see it's about 8:21 right now on my Richter scale. And I done gave you enough tidbits right now for you to marinate on. I done gave you enough stuff to marinate on for the rest of the night. And you can sit back and marinate on that and digest it and dissect it and do whatever you need to do. But I'm giving you the keys to success. How to make money. Wake up the sleepy giant is inside of you. Be all that you can be. You seen that saying on the TV, be all that you can be? Be it. Do it. Make it happen. Make it work. That's what you got to do. That's all that's required. I don't care what Tom, Dick, Jane, Harry, or whoever say about you. Make it happen. And then, you know, we talk about a support system. Let me tell you. If you don't have nobody but you to support you, if you can only lift yourself, then that's all you need. Sometimes you don't need all of those people around you as a support system because they're not really supporting you. They're looking out for personal gain also. Because we all want to be successful because it's already in all of us and we're looking to piggyback. So, be yourself. Do what you have to do. Maintain and understand it's your world. You create a world that is yours. What you allow in it and what you take away from it is still going to be your world. If you pollute it, it'll be destroyed. If you cultivate it, it will grow. But it's your world. Understand what I just said there. I don't want to talk about a whole bunch of politics tonight. I don't want to talk about, I'm not even looking at all these State of the Union address and all this kind of stuff because I don't want to hear it. It really don't affect me. Think about it. How much of this stuff really affects you? You know, how many of these different laws that they're passing right now really affect your everyday activity and keep you from being who you want to be? Now, if I wouldn't depend on the government, then, of course, it's going to affect me dearly. But don't depend on anything. It's say, oh, no, man. In other words, what he's saying, don't depend on man. Don't depend on this system. Don't depend on government. Don't even depend on, quiet is kept. It's hard to trust yourself because you can lie to yourself. Because there's a difference between a lie and a dream. It's a difference between a lie and a dream. So understand and separate the two. That way you can make it through and you can get over and make it through the day and sit back. And each day you'll write a new chapter that's more and more promising. Oh, my goodness. This is Les Jackson, your host. Open Talk with Les Jackson, 718-664-9476. You can listen in. I don't know how many people are listening. I cannot see anything. I cannot answer any of your questions. I know people are calling in. They want to sit back. They want to talk. They want to rattle off on this. I know you got opinions. And I am sorry, due to technical difficulties, I don't know. I'm hoping. I'm praying. I am telling the phone company they need to have this system up and running. Find wherever they hijacked you, get that glitch out your way, and let's keep on stepping, because I got listeners. Y'all about 10,000 strong every night. I love it. I love y'all. That's the only reason I came on tonight. I could have sat back and just said, no, I'm not going to do a show at all. But I sat back and said, see, this is what winning is all about. I want to give a shout out to J&B Party Store, right there on Cheyenne and 6 Mile, for their great service. Being able to sit back and have fresh food, fresh deli products, fresh everything for all your party needs. If you're having a Super Bowl party, I suggest you go there to stock up. Lowest prices in town, here in Detroit. If you're out of town, I can't help you. But this is, I'm always going to be, Les Jackson. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm going to keep it 100-100. I'm going to bring it to you. I am tired of people, and we're playing ourselves cheap. And people always say, you always talk about us. Yes, it is us. Now, you get in where you fit in. I ain't put no racial discrimination up on that us. It's us. We defeat ourselves. We defeat the purpose. We defeat the goal. We defeat our own plan by design, because that is the enemy's job, is to make you not believe what you believe. His job is to steal your dream, take your joy, and rip you off and keep you in the same spot, going through the same thing day after day, week after week, year by year. That's his job. And it looked like to me he's doing a dadgum good job of doing it, because I'm watching folks do all kinds of things when there's so much opportunity. And we're in the land of opportunity. You may not believe this, but America is the land of opportunity. You can sit back and be what you want to be, do what you need to do, have what you want to have. You can do it. The easiest country in the world to become rich. That's why so many people come from foreign lands to get to America. You can do anything here and get rich. You just got to believe in yourself and believe in your plan and follow it. Don't let nothing take it away from you. Stop letting folks steal your dream. Stop letting the devil take away your dream. Stop letting them steal your hope. Like I say, God didn't make losers. At least he didn't make me one. He made winners. Now, it may take some longer than others to find how they win, but everybody is a star. Think Sly Stone said that. He woke up, found out, despite all the problems, difficulties that he went through, he understood that everybody was a star. Now, when we gonna wake up? When we going to stop living in this nightmare, this purple haze, this funk, whatever you want to call it? When we going to stop it? when we gonna put the madness down and say, okay, you know what? It's time for me to sit back and make a difference. It's time for me to do me and be all that I can be. I want to succeed. I know I wasn't put here just to go through this madness, the drama, chaos, the confusion. I'm not meant to be all of that. But no, I'm put here to shine. Just like them stars you look up in the sky and see at night, I'm shining. Just like the lighthouse that sits up on the hill, I'm shining. Just like that light you see in a window at night when you're driving by somebody, I'm shining. Uh-oh. Woo! I said something good there. I might have to take a note of that myself. Because I make mental notes. Because when I'm talking really, I'm talking to me. See, I'm talking to me, but yet I'm expressing it to you. Because it might be something that you can grab out of what I'm talking to myself about that may be helpful to you. So I'm trying to spread and share that love. That's the love. That's love. That's what they talk about when they talk about sharing the love, and that's what folks do. I'm telling you, successful people share the love. They'll share it with you. They'll tell you how to do what you're supposed to do. But you can't be hard-headed. Don't try to reinvent a wheel that's already rolling. On that note, I tell you what I'm going to do. Because I've held you for a long time. I'm out of here. I'm getting ready to go. I'm going to give you an hour to marinate. I'm not going to sit back. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to play no music. I'm getting ready to get off the phone. I'm getting ready to shut it down. The show is over. Only because at this particular time, I'm not going to talk for 2 hours. This is Open Talk with Les Jackson. I'm so glad that y'all tuned in to the show. Hope I hit it all right on the head. Hope I hit it quick and fast. And hope I made it happen so that you could see something in you that may be brighter, may be better, may sit back and just lift you up a little bit higher. Because you know what? 2015 is our year. It's the beginning of the year right now. You better go get your blessing. Go get it. Don't let nothing stop you. Ain't no stopping us now. We on the move. So let's keep moving forward. Forget all this terrorism. Forget what the government is doing. Forget all this old political stuff. Forget all that riffraff. Forget all the drama. Get out of the mess and sit back and say, okay, this is my year. I'm getting ready to go for me. I'm doing this for me. I'm going to enjoy it. Enjoy your ride. I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Peace and love to everybody. I'm out of here.